That is Matchbox 20, Bright Lights at 7:15 at Tamworth's number one, 92.9. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunningaloo Road. One of the things discussed at this week's council meeting, it was a quiet council meeting. It was about the only thing that was discussed, I'm pretty sure, at the council meeting this week. It was a very short meeting. Was the beautification of Peel Street was on the agenda. To tell us a little bit more about it from our local newsroom, John, how are you?
Hi, mate. How are you?
Yeah, very well. Very well.
We discussed at our normal catch-up with the mayor yesterday morning how the meeting with him went longer than the council meeting the night before.
Of course.
It seemed like that anyway.
Yeah, no, that's it. No, it's crazy.
But the beautification of the CBD particularly came up. There were two parts to it, the short-term strategy of cleaning it up and doing whatever, and then to formulate a long-term strategy for the street. But you were saying earlier, you asked me about what the street looked like before they did what they've done down there with the big gutters and whatever. It wasn't very pleasant compared to what it is today. The trees, the paving and all of that have made a big difference to the Tamworth's main street. Trees are now causing a problem, which is part of what they were talking about, in that they've grown, so the roots are now forcing up the brickwork, the tiles. And that's a problem everywhere, I think. I can remember. I think it was Baraba a few years ago. They had a huge problem with roots getting actually into the roadway, let alone the footpaths.
Yes.
Russell Webb was saying yesterday that they originally had a plan with those trees down the middle of the street.
Yep.
That something like every 10 years or something, every second tree would be replaced. But that hasn't happened. So that would stop the root problem.
Of course.
Yeah, so they do one and three in one go and then two and four the next time.
Yeah, right.
I don't know whether that applies to the big palm trees they have on the corners, because they have bigger root system and whatever.
Yes.
And can you imagine replacing one
of those? Oh, I know. Yeah, they're ginormous.
And most of them were put in fully grown.
Yes.
They moved them down there.
So yeah, they were at Anzac Park initially I think. Yeah, they were moved down there. Yeah.
But one of the big problems coming from cafes particularly, and you know how we have outdoor dining on the footpaths now, is the bird droppings from the trees. You know, a few years back we had a major problem with the birds, particularly at night, making noise and nesting in the trees. Now it just seems to be the bird droppings that are left in the morning.
Yeah, right.
And we did have at one stage someone from council would come through early in the morning and spray the streets, clean them up, but that hasn't seemed to have been done on a regular basis lately.
Right, okay.
So that's all come into the beautification of it. The cleaning is a big problem.
Yeah.
Because it costs.
Of course.
It costs money to have someone come in and do that every morning. And the other thing that has been addressed, I think, is after the festival, a lot of the posters were left up on the buildings. And I think, I'm not sure it's official, but I think they've been asked to come back and take them down.
Okay.
And I don't think there's as many now as there used to be.
Yeah, right.
So there's all of that sort of thing that makes the city's main street beautiful.
Yeah, of course.
Part of the problem, of course, is that the street itself has grown.
Yeah.
You're now talking going down to Darling Street.
Yes.
Particularly. Up towards
Woolies. The East Point Woolworths. So they want to expand on that.
Well. You know, where do they get the money from? Who knows?
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
I know, ratepayers.
Yeah, that's it, exactly. One thing that would be good, and I don't know what the fix is because I'm far from an engineer or a town planner, the slipperiness of the Peel Street footpath as well is pretty hectic. Yeah,
since that sort of brickwork has become the norm in a lot of places, a lot of councils, Russell was saying, are having that problem.
Yeah.
And they have to address it. Of course, it's in the rain.
Yeah.
But also with the tiles or bricks or whatever you want to call them lifting.
Yes.
That is part
of course,
of the
a trip
as well.
Hazard as well. Yeah. So. And that's obviously public liability fund there, I imagine.
I would think so.
Yeah.
Which, of course, has added to the bills for councils.
Yes.
Because they have to pay that.
Yeah.
But it's a hard call because you expect people to use common sense and be careful.
Yes.
But accidents can happen.
Yeah, of course.
It's as simple as that.
Yeah. I've come a gutter a couple of times.
Have you?
yeah. When you're walking on the dry area undercover and then you forget and then you step out with your dry shoes onto the wet part of the footpath and bang.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So I'm sure I'm not the only one that's had that happen. Yeah, they've become very slippery. I don't know whether that's just the rain being on and off.
It's just the water, I think.
Water and the build-up on the footpath makes them slippery, but yeah.
It might be a bit of that build-up because they're not spraying and cleaning them as per normal. So, yeah. But
interesting. Well,
I don't think I've ever... I'm just trying to think if I've slipped. I haven't slipped. I've tripped on some of the tiles.
Yes.
but not slipped.
Yeah, no. But all in all, I mean, it is a lovely main street, Peel Street is. And I know a lot of people that come and visit for the first time always leave here and comment about how lovely the main street looks and the palm trees and the trees and the shadiness of it. So I think all in all, it's a good mark. It's just obviously that... you know, little, the one percenters that, you know, Jeff Bezos always speaks about that just have to keep doing just to keep on top of it, I guess.
And of course, it has caused some criticism from other villages around
yes,
the town.
Yes, of course.
That they haven't been looked after at the expense of Peel Street. But also, some people are saying that the beautification of Peel Street is done to attract tourists.
Yes.
So that affects the small villages as well because they're not going out there because they're coming into the city. So I'd hate to be a councillor at the moment.
Yes. Exactly. No, I'm with you there. Thanks for that, John. Cheers.
Thank you.
And John will have more on our local news coming up in about 8 minutes' time.
92.9 supports local, which is why our community calendar promotes what you...
Dua Lipa training season. If you like that, you can vote for it in our Training for It 4 back from 4 o'clock this afternoon with Ames here at 92.9. School holidays kicking off next week. So for it, we want to help out the parents and, you know, educate kids at the same time with your kid movie recommendations this morning in the movie club. 676-2299, make it on air, go on the draw for our Case Friday meet tray, of course, with your film recommendations, or 929 Tamworth on the socials. This makes my heart swell. So many people recommending The Land Before Time, which is an absolute classic. It's sad. Watch out for that ending. I'm not going to reveal too much if you've forgotten all about it. The Land Before Time. Amazing. Thank you so much for the recommendations. This is a classic as well. Well, Hayley, thank you. The Little Rascals. She said she watched it with her 7, 8, 9, and 12-year-olds last weekend, and they love it. It's a good old classic. It is indeed. Thank you, Hayley. Cheers for that. Byron, quite the list of recommendations from him, but thank you. Hook, love that. With Robin Williams and Dustin Hoffman, I think was in that one, yeah. Spirit and American Tale, E.T., The Goonies, I think that's more for the teens, Byron's saying, but yes. Little Rascals from him, Trolls, Ant Bully, Freaky Friday, Cheaper by the Dozen, The Wiggles movies, The Muppets, Herbie, Toys 1 to 3, not sure if he means... Toy Story 1 to 3, I think. Maybe, I don't know. I've not heard of Toys. I'm going to assume Toy Story 1 to 3, and I don't know. I hadn't seen Toy Story 4, but mustn't get the recommendation from Byron, I don't think. But a great list. Thank you very much. Shrek from Kobe. Inside Out, getting a couple of recommendations, including from Lizzie. Thank you for that. Ice Age as well. And Matilda. I love that. An amazing book and a really, really well-done movie, that one, with Danny DeVito getting a recommendation from Lucy. My recommendations that I'm going to chuck into the pile there. Christopher Robin, I actually watched that yesterday afternoon with Ewan McGregor. That is just such a lovely, wholesome film. I reckon an underrated one as well. I can't remember it doing all that well at the movies when it came out, and I saw it when it came out, and I went, why isn't more people liking this? Everyone's frothing over Frozen and everything like that, but no one's liking Christopher Robin. So that's my film recommendation for kids' movies in the club. Shrek, Bambi, or you can't beat the Snow White classic from Disney. They're my kids' movie recommendations. If you've got any, 676-2299, be part of the Thursday morning movie club, or of course on the socials as well. 929 Tamworth, 12 past 7. The beautification of Peel Street was discussed in the council meeting this week. We'll look at that next.
29 Tamworth, let's go.
Between now and May 17, we are helping the Australian Red Cross Lifeblood get 929 donations in our 92.9 Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. That will help save over 2,700 lives. And I'm proud to say that in the first 2 days of this week, with the centre being open on Tuesday and Wednesday, you guys have helped us make 83 blood and plasma donations. Well done. Congratulations. And that now brings the total up to 280 donations all up. That is just phenomenal. Not even 2 weeks in and 280 donations so far, which is just amazing. Now, the guys are 100% booked out for whole blood appointments today, but there are still 18 plasma appointments available, and then tomorrow they've got 2 whole blood and 16 plasma appointments available for tomorrow. It's so easy to donate. You can call 13 14 95 or lifeblood.com.au and help us make our target in the Tamworth Plasma and Blood Drive. Thanks to Lifeblood and us at Tamworth's number one for the community, 92.9. We'll check out some kids' movies in the Thursday Morning Movie Club after this.
It's time for JB to share a McCafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
And to give us some great analysis and some tips for round 6 of the NRL, Jack Howard from NBN. How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thanks, JB. Look, the way the first 5 rounds have turned out, I'm not sure if it's great tips, but look, we can run with that for now.
How are you going in the tipping? I'm 5th now, which I'm pretty happy with.
Yeah, you should take that. Look, I'm leading our NBN tipping competition, which is saying a lot more about the business than myself at the moment, I think.
Well done. Hey, we'll get into this with, I know you're going to be happy with this one, the Knights against the Roosters this evening to kick off round 6. Back at home as well after, geez, that was a wet game last Friday.
Yeah, it absolutely was. A game, look, obviously I won't forget it, nor will the 10,000 fans that did brave the weather. I used to park about 6 blocks away from the stadium, and I always thought that I had a pretty close park. I learnt last Friday that it's actually quite a distance from the stadium.
That'll do it.
Look, opening up the curtains this morning, it's clear skies, and it should be a fantastic game this afternoon. For Newcastle, they'll be unchanged from that win, where the Roosters, of course, they're missing James Tedesco, Walker and Young, so adding to their injury woes. So, fantastic opportunity for Newcastle to beat a team that they traditionally struggle to beat, although the Knights have been playing really good football at home. They're 8 from their past 9 games at home. There's 2 things Newcastle doesn't like. It's playing the Roosters. The Roosters have won 12 of the last 14 games against Newcastle. And the other, I guess, slight hoodoo is the Knights have lost their last 3 Thursday night games.
Okay. A couple
of things going against them there, but I will be tipping the Knights.
Yeah, I definitely will be as well. Then we get into Friday games. I think this is pretty easy. The Storm against the Bulldogs.
Yeah, look, the Dogs have been quite resilient this year, but they've lost a couple of players after that chaotic clash with the Roosters last week. Blake Taff, Max King, Kurt Mann, all out of that one. And look, Melbourne, I think they're just starting to click into gear now. They've got all their troops back. And the fact that it's in Melbourne, Storm have won 12 straight at home, while the Dogs have only won 1 from their last 10 away games. So I think Melbourne will be far too strong.
And then the Broncos against the Dolphins.
This will be a fantastic game. The Battle of Brisbane. Reece Walsh is back for the Broncos, but they'll still be without Hassan Reynolds, and I think that really evens up the playing field. Not as if the Dolphins aren't without their own injury woes, though. No Herbie Farmworth, which is a shame. He won't, take on his old club. However, Flegler is set to line up at this stage, so expect fireworks there. It should be a cracking game. I'm tipping the Dolphins, but the way the Broncos rallied last week without Walsh and when Reynolds went off at half-time, they were fantastic. But, yeah, I think it might be more heart this tip, but would love to see Wayne's men get one up on the big brother.
The Warriors and the Seagulls on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, look, I'm just tipping the Warriors here. Not looking into it too much. They're just playing good footy. Manly hasn't won in Auckland since 2017.
Wow.
While the Wilds have won six of their past seven games in the city. So I think the trip might be a little bit too much for the Sea Eagles.
And the Cowboys against the Eels on Saturday afternoon as well.
Yeah, this is an interesting game. Obviously, Brad Arthur has swung the axe, dropping Sivo and young Blaise Palagi in his halves. And there's a couple of problems there since Mitch Moses has left and the Cowboys are flying. However, Parramatta hasn't been a happy hunting ground for the Cowboys. They haven't won in Parramatta since 2015. I will be tipping the Cowboys to finally break the drought this weekend, though.
And then a bit of chit-chat this morning about the Rabbitohs, with potentially this being the last game played by their coach, with them in talks with Mal Meninga coming back to the fold, but they're taking on the Sharks on Saturday afternoon. What do you think? Fair bit of chat about this club at the moment.
Yeah, look, the Rabbitohs have won 5 of their last 18 games. And, you know, those 18 games pretty much date back to when the Bunnies were top of the table last season. So we know they've got a roster that should be up there with the best teams in the competition. And they're just not firing. They've been conceding 32 points a game. So, yeah, look, there's a lot of concerns there. It doesn't really surprise me that with a roster like that, to kind of crash out of the top eight and now have started the season the way they have, that there is so much pressure on Jason Demetriou. I can't see him sticking around much longer. If the Rabbitohs beat the Sharks, you know, the pressure probably doesn't go away. And it's a hard task because the Sharks are coming off a bye, so they'll be nice and refreshed. No Latrell Mitchell, who's out with suspension. Damien Cook has been dropped for the game. So it's a very different Rabbitohs outfit this week. The only thing playing in their favour, they have won 7 in a row against the Sharks at the Call Stadium, but I'll be tipping the Sharks to break that trend.
Yeah, yep, same. Then the Tigers against the Dragons.
Yeah, but interesting, this was the Spoon Bowl last year, two teams tipped for the bottom of the table. A big game for both teams to see which club can kick on from some promising signs early this season. I'll be tipping the Tigers. I've liked what they've brought to the table this year. And look, Benji Marshall is slowly turning the ship around, and another key to this will be winning at Campbelltown, because the Tigers have lost their last 8 games at Campbelltown, which isn't a great stat for a home ground, so hopefully the Tigers can get up this weekend.
And then finish off round 6 with the Raiders against the Titans.
Yeah, I'll be tipping the Raiders. I can't see many people tipping the poor old Titans. You just can't see where a win comes from for them at the moment. Fifita will start, and Foran has been cleared to play, which is a boost for them. The Raiders, they've named young Chevy Stewart a fullback, so another young gun. And they've won 8 of their last 9 games against the Titans, so the club has a good matchup there. However, if we look at the coaches as quickly, a stat to end on, Ricky Stewart has only won 6 of 25 games against Des Hasler, so Desi does have the wood over Ricky. But, yeah, look, I think the Raiders are flying at the moment, and the Titans, well, they're sinking.
Battle of the coaches. I like it. Hey, thank you so much for your analysis, Jack. All the best. Hopefully he can keep you at the top of your tipping competition there at NBN. And we'll catch up again for round 7 next Thursday. Thank you.
Thank you very much, JB. Now brag about it. I'm sure I've jinxed it.
Yeah, possibly. Same.
All right, how many times can Mills say 9 in 30 seconds? And
David Guetta at Tamworth number 1, 92.9 with Kelly Rowland there at 16 past 8. JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunningaloo Road, with Taste Tamworth finishing off this weekend. And we will have Natasha from Tamworth Regional Council joining me tomorrow to have a bit of a chat about Taste Tamworth in the Park, which is on Saturday afternoon. We love that event. We are chatting all things food this week and your unpopular food opinions, those things that, you know, maybe everyone thinks is the greatest dish on the planet. You know, for a while there, late 90s, early 2000s, everyone out there seemed to think that sushi was the greatest thing since sliced bread. And maybe you went, you know what, sushi is gross. Or maybe for a while there, remember everyone was drinking like wheatgrass shots? Maybe you went, you know what, wheatgrass shots is disgusting. I don't feel like eating mowed lawn. I'm not a cow. But thank you. Or maybe, you know, remember in the late 2000s, macaroons were big? Maybe you went, you know what? Overrated. I don't like macaroons. Or, I just remember while talking about macaroons, red velvet cake. That was such an in thing for a while there. And I personally think that that is overrated. That's my unpopular food opinion. Have you got one? 676-22929. Helen's got one. And hers is Vegemite. But I know that Helen's a Brit. I'm not going to use that P word. But Helen's a Brit. So she must be more Marmite inspired, I imagine. Maybe even potentially Promite. I don't know, Helen. Let me know. But Vegemite is her unpopular food opinion. Bin, on our Facebook page, 99 Tamworth, loves coriander. Which, of course, is extremely controversial. I used to hate coriander, and now, I don't know, something clicked. It was like the day I got my driver's license when I turned 19, I also matured enough to like coriander. I don't know, my mind went, you know what, JB, you're old enough to drive a car now. You're old enough to appreciate coriander, because I quite like them. Tani, you've won me over. She hates olives. I'll agree with you on that one. That's my unpopular food opinion there. If you've got one, let me know. 676-22929. Make it on air. Go on the draw for our Case Friday Mitra. I'll draw the winners for that tomorrow. Or 929 Tamworth on the socials. Helen, she reckons oranges are the spawn of the devil. Look, that's a little extreme. I can take or leave oranges, but Helen, if that's your unpopular food opinion, that's your unpopular food opinion. And finally, Jake on our socials. His unpopular food opinion is that Australia doesn't have a traditional cuisine. Besides a Bunnings snag or meat and three veg, we don't have any good traditional food when compared to the rest of the world. Harsh. Potentially fair. 676-22929, your unpopular food opinion. Make it on air, go on the draw for our K's Friday Mitra. I'm all ears.
Three radio announcers walk into a business with an oak-flavoured milk.
None of the stuff in that song happened. He lied to you. It's all fake news. Because Bryan Adams was 10 in 1969.
Look, he could have been a wild 10-year-old.
Oh, look.
Yeah, you don't know him like that.
It was the 60s.
That's true. But then again, hey, if you remember the 60s, you didn't live there. So, there's, you know, he remembered a lot of it, I'm sure, through that whole song. It's littered with it. So, I think it was a little bit embellished there from Mr. Bryan Adams, but we love him anyway. So, good song. Quarter to nine, 92.9. I'll see myself out. 15 minutes early. Thank you.
Bye.
Ask us anything. We're going to continue this after the success of yesterday.
All right.
You can ask us anything on the socials. 929 Tamworth. Yesterday we did What Did You Want to Do When You Grow Up? An amazing question from Gemma. Helen, what drew you to radio and how did you get a start?
Who wants to go first?
Who went first? Yes, I forgot now. Was it Amy went first? You can go first, Mills. And you're the newest member to the radio
and
clan.
Being in radio the shortest time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, what drew you to radio? What made you go, I don't want to be a flight attendant, Pilates instructor,
dancer extraordinaire,
cheerleader, model.
Wow, I like this. Actually, let's just talk about this
one. Top Gun trainee pilot.
Oh my gosh, yes, my dream.
So I'm doing radio. What?
You're right. Maybe I should just pursue Top Gun instead.
No.
What am I doing here?
Because we like you here.
Okay, fine. So, fine, I'll stay.
So, yeah. What drew you to radio? Did you listen to it while you were in the cockpit of an F-16 and go, I could do that? I
don't think they have radios in planes.
My dream would be that.
Yes.
But no. No, basically, I'm sure like everyone, the way that I consume radio was in the car.
Yeah.
And so basically when I got my license and I was able to have control over what I listened to.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just had this one radio station in Canberra that I loved, and I just became obsessed with like every single show. And driving to and from places became like the highlight of my day because I just loved listening to the shows at various time slots. Like I fell in love with the teams and the people, and yeah, I just became really into it. And so then I decided to start my degree, and then it just all progressed from there. And now I'm here living the dream. So yeah,
love it.
Yeah, and then I fell in love with Ames, and now I'm here forever. So
yeah. Yeah,
that's my love story.
We're getting married next year.
Yeah,
sorry, Jade.
Over to you, Ames. What drew you to radio? What brings a you grew up in Bogger Bry?
Yeah, so I grew up listening to Greg Henry on Triple G.
Yeah,
not Triple J, Triple G.
Yeah,
used to listen to Lawsy in the morning.
Yes.
No way.
Mum, we had a kitchen, like a radio in the kitchen, and Lawsy would be on. But I wasn't really interested in radio. Radio kind of chose me.
Mm.
So I went up to Moree.
Yeah.
Was with my now husband, and I needed a job, and there was a receptionist job. So I'm like, yeah, cool. I'm like 20.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, cool, receptionist job. That's, I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started writing ads, and then I became the copywriter, and then I started voicing ads, and then I started filling in.
Yep.
And they're like, you've got a really good voice. And I'm like, yeah, I don't think so, but okay. And then, from filling in, I became the breakfast announcer at Now FM. So,
and then you're here.
16 years in radio.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Sensational.
Yeah, now you're here and you fell in love with me.
Yeah, see?
That's how that story ends.
Yep.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't roll your eyes, JV.
We're getting married
next
year.
He's just jealous.
Yeah.
He's so jealous of our love.
Helen, thank you very much for the question. Love that. You can ask us anything online.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, true.
Your story.
I listened to it growing up as a kid. I was probably like 8 or 9, and I just listened to it. And one day, it's probably the most sort of the most that I've ever thrown myself in the deep end. I just went, you know what? I can do what that guy on the radio does. I'll do that. You know, maybe that was something I should have done with sports. You know, maybe I could see a sports person running around and I could go, I could do that. But no, instead it was, I heard a guy talking on the radio and I was like, I can do that. So it was pretty much what got me a start, pretty much. And it went from there. I did internet radio stuff. I did a little tiny bit of community radio stuff. And then just, went from there.
Yeah.
So your stories are far more exciting
started
than mine.
Started from the bottom, went to the top.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's it.
Ow.
That's how you should do it, by the way.
And I mean, we get paid to play MJ sound effects in pauses of songs. So
see,
I mean,
the dream.
The greatest job on the planet, honestly. So 10 to 9.
92.9 supports local, which is why our community calendar promotes what your non-